Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. She responds to Luy Nishmas, Am Yakushom, and Leab Hasitzchok. We're holding Bo Basso, Daf Kuf Yutches. The Gemara in the top of the base brings, when Yeshua suggested to the Shevet Yosef to go and hide in the forest because of Ayin Hara, they told him, there's nothing to worry about. We're Mizara de Yosef. We come from Shevet Yosef, from the children, we're children of Yosef. Yosef, it says in him, Alei Ayin, Oy Le Ayin, we're above the eye. And the Gemara concludes with another drasho, V'yidgu L'roi Bekev Haaretz, they will be like fish, the same way fish that are in the sea. The water covers them. V'ein Ayin Sheles Bahem, and the eye doesn't control them. Avzar She Yosef and Ayin Sheles Bahem. Now the Maharal over here in Chiddush HaGadosh sends to what he writes in Bo Metzia Daf Pei Dalet. And there he says a concept that Yosef comes from a hidden place, and anything hidden, Ayin is not shailed in it. Ayin Hara is only something which is revealed, something which is covered, the Ayin that does not control it. And he goes on to be Marich over there, the Yosef, Opi, the concepts of Kabbalah, where he belongs between Avram and Yitzchok, as the Hemshech of Yaakov, and where he belongs among the 12 Shvatim, he's always in the middle. And the middle is what's covered. And because it's covered, therefore there's no Ayin Hara there. This idea of the Maharal is explained a little bit more in the Teres Chaim over here in the Sugya. Teres Chaim asks a similar question. Where it says, the Yudgul of Rabbi Kerev Haaretz, that we are, the Yosef is like fish, and fish is covered. Why is fish covered? Because they're underwater. But sometimes the water is very clear, and you can see the fish clearly in the water. So why is it considered to be that the fish are covered? So explain to Teres Chaim that we have a concept which is a Kabbalistic concept, but I already mentioned the Rishonim, that the eyes of a person have a koyach of hashpo. There is as if laser beams coming out of eyes. Every eye projects some power coming out of it. There's a few examples that's brought down already in the Rishonim that a needle, Isha Nido, that looks at a mirror, you can see some red dots coming on the mirror. And it brings another example that says there's something called a Soruf Me'oifif that is able to burn with his eyesight. What he doesn't mention is what the Arizal brings, that the Batyana, the ostrich, when it looks at its egg, it makes the egg hatch. So we find concepts that the Rishonim mention, how the eye, there is some kind of a power coming out of the eye. Says the Teres Chaim, when something is underwater, although you can see it, but it's still the eyesight, the power of the eye cannot penetrate it. Ayin Hara is a koyach of tumo that comes from an eye. It's an itzoitz v'shefara that comes from an eye. When the eye is being blocked with water or any other thing, so that it doesn't influence it so much. That's why fish which are in the water, they're covered, and the eye is not able to penetrate and reach them. And this seems to be what the Maharal is referring to. Yosef is considered to be nister, is considered to be covered. He's not on the outside, he's bringing the power of Am Yisrael within the inside. And that Ayin Hara can control only something which is external. When something is covered, even though you can see it, but it's covered, which means not outside in the open, so then the Ayin Hara cannot control it. The Shem Shmuel, Pashas Mishpatim Tafish Ayin Hei, goes with a little different mahalach. He goes on with specifically the water, more than anything else. He says, what's the idea of water? Water is a place of Gedusha, and that's why the Nevuah, even though there's no Nevuah in Chutz Laretz, but on the water you could have Nevuah, as brought down the Nevuah Sicheskel, was on Nehar Kevar. And the Gemara Tzedadrin tells us that Kshafim, sorcery, dissolves in water. So he says, explanation is, the water is a mikveh tahara. Tahara belongs to water. And Kishuf and all these bad influences, they don't have the power to be able to work and operate in water. He says, that's the pshat, that fish, even though you could see the fish, the Ayin Hara doesn't control them, because they're in the water, they belong to the place of Tahara, and there's no koyach of Ura and Ayin Hara that can operate in that place. And it concludes that Yosef HaTzadik, who did not want to have any shaykhis to the outside powers, He also has the power of the fish, the power that outside koyches hara cannot control him. That is the yidgu l'roi bekev haaretz. That's the koyach of the fish of Yosef Atzait to be in the place where ayin hara is not able to penetrate. Anyone who wants to join the Shomashova email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomashova@gmail.com.